With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Concluding it was not terrorism, the FBI has closed its investigation of yesterday's car crash and explosion at the Rainbow Bridge, linking the U.S. and Canada at Niagara Falls, New York, and Ontario.
I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. It looked like slow motion.
Eyewitness Ricky Wilson tells WKBW-TV it was no airplane. It was a flying car, and two people inside the vehicle died. A border agent suffered minor injuries. In the Mideast, no hostage releases just yet.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a four-day ceasefire on the war in Gaza, which will see the release of dozens of Israeli hostages as well as Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. However, Israel's national security advisor said in a late-night announcement that the deal would not take effect before Friday, a day later than originally expected. Meanwhile, the director of the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza says it has resumed its detailed count of casualties from the Israel-Hamas war and has documented more than 13,000 deaths. The war erupted when over 1,200 Israelis were killed in a deadly Hamas attack on October the 7th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, it is Thanksgiving away from home for some residents of Livingston, eastern Kentucky, where a trainload of chemicals derailed. Evelyn Gray tells WTBQ-TV her boyfriend rushed in from outside shouting, "We gotta go."
As soon as he opened the back door to come in, the chemical hit me and I had a real bad asthma attack.
Some of the cars carrying molten sulfur had ruptured and burst into flames. The stock market is closed on this Thanksgiving Day. Wall Street will return to work tomorrow, and it will be an abbreviated trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will open at 35,273, following a 185-point gain at yesterday's close. SRN News. Another man sets a record in women's swimming.
Megan Cortez Fields, who is a man living as a woman, now owns the women's school record at Ramapo College in New Jersey, finishing the 100-yard butterfly in 57.22. He also won the 200-yard individual medley at the recent Cougar Splash Invitational Meet. A growing number of men are joining the women's swim teams at colleges and universities across the country and are gradually rewriting the record books. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a package of pro-abortion bills. The Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure that students at Michigan public universities can access information about abortion, and it repeals a law that had forced patients to buy a separate insurance rider for the procedure. This is SRN News. House Republicans are investigating a leaked glossary of war terms passed around the National Security Agency that pushed critical race theory and radical gender ideology.
GOP Representatives Mike Waltz of Florida and Jim Banks of Indiana wrote in a Tuesday letter to NSA Director Paul Nakasone that they are deeply concerned that the glossary includes incoherent definitions of terms concerning gender, race, in capitalism that could, quote, harm national security. The lawmakers are asking for information about who disseminated the glossary, whether that employee has been disciplined, and when it was removed from circulation. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Incumbent Erin Mendenhall has won her re-election bid for mayor of Salt Lake City in a ranked choice contest that included a challenge by former mayor Rocky Anderson. More details at SRNnews.com.